Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The families of seven campers and two counselors who died during the devastating July 4th floods in the Hill Country this summer have filed lawsuits against the camp and its owners. This is Camp Mystic we're talking about. In total, three lawsuits have been filed. They each allege gross negligence and are seeking more than $1 million in damages. The suits claim that the camp chose to house the girls in flood-prone areas despite the risk to avoid the cost of relocating the cabins. It also alleges that there wasn't a viable evacuation plan. This is the first legal action taken by victims' families against Camp Mystic since the tragedy occurred. 27 girls and counselors died that night. The 99-year-old camp is located in Kerr County. In total, over 136 people died in the Hill Country from those devastating floods. Meanwhile, it's been nearly a week since Houston voters chose the top two candidates in a special election to fill out the term of the late Congressman Sylvester Turner. Our Andrew Schneider explains why Governor Greg Abbott has yet to schedule the runoff for Texas's 18th congressional district.
Abbott is constrained as to when he can call the runoff by both federal and state election law, according to the University of Houston Law Center professor David Frumkin.
State election code requires that the runoff be held between 70 and 77 days, or in other words, between 10 and 11 weeks after the final canvass of the election.
Harris County expects to canvass the results of the election on Thursday. The state election code requires that the runoff take place on a Saturday, which effectively requires the Secretary of State set the date for January 24th. The runoff candidates are acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards, both Democrats. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
It's been a week since Texas voters approved Proposition 3, which gives district court judges the discretion to deny bail to people accused of certain crimes. Our Sarah Gruno reports it's still not clear yet how the new law could affect Harris County's efforts to significantly reduce the jail population.
The Harris County jail population has decreased by more than 1,000 inmates since the beginning of this year. County officials say that's because they're trying cases faster and diverting nonviolent offenders into treatment programs. Ashley Blackburn, a criminal justice professor with the University of Houston downtown, says that it's too early, however, to know if judges denying bail more often could result in a larger jail population.
Time is going to tell how long the delays actually are and how many more people will be kind of caught in a situation given the change in the language of the offenses for which offenders could be denied bail.
Harris County has ended one contract to outsource jail inmates to other private detention facilities. The jail population is expected to continue decreasing into next year. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
42 degrees right now here on the UH campus. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.